people turned their business profits into a lasting legacy that not only could take care of themselves, but also support their kids, their grandkids, and their grandkids' kids while doing what they love fires us up.
We only get one life, let's make it count. We recognize that with limited wealth, access to opportunities can be restricted. So we roll up our sleeves, launched a 100-year legacy movement.
This isn't about creating trust fund babies. It's about providing financial security through income-producing assets, sharing wisdoms, and instilling a mindset to empower them to navigate life's challenges and live the life they love.
Join our movement and get access to the free weekly newsletter so you can start, launch, and secure your very own 100-year legacy.
All you have to do is go to 100yearlegacy.com. Again, it's 100yearlegacy.com.
Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, these NBA legends got richer after they retired. In this video, we're going to break down exactly how they did it, how we built our long-term wealth, and how you can too. Why listen to us? In just 6 years, we turned our $2,000 bank account into a $300 million multifamily portfolio, all while living the life we love.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together, we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
The unofficial mayor of Los Angeles, Magic Johnson, is one of the richest self-made billionaires athletes. And here are the three things we learned from what he's done in building his own empire.
The first thing that we learned is the power of reputation. As Magic Johnson says, word of mouth is everything in our business. It's really important. He knows that building and protecting his reputation is key to long-term success. It's what makes others want to work with him.
A solid reputation is compound over time, enhancing client trust, brand value, partnerships, employee relations, and investor confidence. So what do we do for our reputation?
Reputation is the foundation to success of any business. Without a solid reputation, you really don't have a business. It's what brings in new investors, keeps the current one coming back, and generates those referrals. When people first meet us, the know, like, and trust factors are important, but they can only take you so far. Your results and your actions builds the reputation over time. Mean what you say and do it well. Most investors don't expect everything to be perfect. They know that there'll be bumps along the way. They trust us because they believe that when challenges arises, both on the macro and micro level, that we'll be doing everything in our power to safeguard their wealth.
For us, reputation isn't just a cash trade or a slogan. It's built on actions. Our actions are what define our reputations, and that's why it's everything to us. It comes full circle with investor, partners, sellers, broker, anyone we work with.
The second lesson we learn is that you have to let your money make babies. Magic Johnson, he's a perfect example of this. He's a passive investor in an Equal Life Trust Insurance, his most lucrative investment. He also owns the Dodgers, Washington Commanders, LA Sparks, Best Buy, amongst others.
Even though we own a private equity firm and syndicate our own multifamily deals, we're big believers in making our money make babies too. In fact, that's how we got started. We were a passive investor until we felt confidence and knew for sure this was a real deal. The third thing we learned from Magic Johnson's is to put the right people for the job.
The magic secret sauce is hiring the right people, says Johnson. He surrounds himself with a strong management team and empowers his managers to make the decisions. Johnson, he's a busy man, so he's building an army of trusted people to handle the day-to-day operations of his business empire. He's a living proof that you don't have to have an Ivy League MBA in order to make it in the world of high finance and investments.
All right, how do we, the Kitty Sister, put the right people in place?
So obviously, we don't handle 100% of the day-to-day operations ourselves. Instead, we hire third-party property management company who are experts in the industry in that specific location in that asset class. For an example, one of our gems is a property that we have in Northwest Arkansas, and we're actually using the same property management team as the Walton. Yes, the Walton of the Walmart fame. Those are exactly the same people that are being trusted to handle all their developments.
Call us lucky because we might be the only non-billionaires they're working with.
So their level of service is truly exceptional. These professionals treat the tenants like they're staying at a five-star resort, not just renting out an apartment unit. The standard of professionalism and expectation for our staff is higher than in anywhere else. For example, we inherited a property manager who we initially thought was great. We had no complaints. However, her boss pointed out that on other properties, she'd be considered an A player. But compared to our elevated standard, she falls short. So operationally, we actually are net neutral, which means that we nor our investors are paying out of pocket for this exceptional service.
Next up, Michael Jordan. His net worth has crossed into multiple billion-dollar range, largely thanks to his partnership with Nike and Smart Investment. Here are the three things we learned from Michael Jordan.
The first thing that we learned from Jordan is partnership. Jordan's partnership with Nike has made him far more annually than he did during his entire playing career. Just last year, the Jordan brand alone generated $6.6 billion revenue.
How did we apply this to us?
Our growth skyrocketed through strategic partnership, giving us the access to deals that are typically reserved for top-tier institutional investors. So we also partner with high-net-worth individuals, those who have $1 million to $5 million in investable assets, who also excel at generating active income, but they also may lack their time, interest, or expertise in multifamily. Their focus is actually turning their business profits into a lasting legacy, and we're just here to help make that a reality. The second thing we learned from Jordan is the power of ownership. The original deal between Jordan and Nike was definitely groundbreaking. At the time, he signed a $2.5 million five-year contract. That was twice what Adidas was actually willing to pay him. And keep in mind, at the time, he wasn't a Nike fan, right? He wanted to actually wear Converse. That alone would have been a really big win at that time, but his mother, Dolores, insists on pushing for equity. Always listen to your mom, guys. That's the hack of the day. Thanks to her, Jordan secured a 25% royalty on every shoe sold with his name and likeness, a move that changed everything.
How do we follow Jordan's approach?
In our private equity firm, we focus on ownership too, but in the multifamily business. We acquire these properties and work to improve their operations, increase their value, all by leveraging other people's money. This allows us to grow our wealth, not just for ourselves, but also for our investors as well. So we actually started out small. Our first property we acquired was actually a $6.9 million multifamily complex. We followed up with a $6.2 million one, and from there, it's been our go-to model. Fast forward 6 years, and we now have over $300 million in our portfolio, with each deal including an ownership stake in the property we own.
Does it make sense for us to own the entire property? No, not by our philosophy. Do we think we can run a nine-figure multifamily business by ourselves? Definitely not. But do we believe in making more while working less? Absolutely. It's like Michael Jordan. He's fine with not owning 100% of a grape, but would rather have a piece of a watermelon. The third thing we learned from him is the importance of sticking to your lane.
I thought you were going to say sticking out his tongue. So when Michael Jordan actually transitioned from basketball to baseball in the middle of his career, he took a hiatus. It didn't work out as planned. He wasn't great at it. Go check it out on YouTube. He had to return to basketball, where he actually dominated and went on to win three more titles. That's exactly why we don't stray away from our lane. We don't go into cryptocurrency. We don't go into NFTs. We're not drawn by those shiny objects. We stay focused in our lane, and that lane is multifamily real estate.
In studying Jordan and many other successful business people, what stands out is how they grow their wealth exponentially while staying in their lane. Jordan isn't running all his investment himself. He surrounds himself with experts in those industries and let them help him grow his wealth. Now, let's talk about Shaquille O'Neal.
The big Aristotle, the first big lesson that we learned from Shaq is that no matter how much active income you make, you really have to focus on your passive income. You'll hear us say this again and again because it's true. There's two types of income. The first one is active income. This is where you're in your genius zone, where you shine. You're great at it. But once you make this active income, what do you do with it? Wealthy people believe that the primary purpose of money is to create more money. So when we make a dollar, $10, $100, $1,000, or even $1 million, our main goal is to make sure that that money multiplies. Why? Because if we don't turn that money into more money quickly, inflation and taxes will eat away at it faster than you can earn it.
Shaq says that once he started investing in things people need, like technology, education, and healthcare, he's been able to double and even triple his investment. And that's the second thing we learned from him.
For us, we doubled or tripled down on shelters. People will always need a place to stay. It's a basic human necessity. There's no AI or technology that can actually replace that. The third thing that we learned from Shaq is the importance of due diligence. Early on in his career, Shaq actually admits that he didn't do his homework when vetting out businesses. He actually got caught up in some scams, including a deal with a paper company. Many deals can look amazing at first glance, but if you start digging deeper, that shiny exterior might start to fade. As the saying goes, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Shaq admits that he may have jumped into a few deals promising 10x return in a short period of time, only to learn the hard way that quick money sometimes isn't the best money.
How does this read to us?
Due diligence is everything in our firm. Our job is to do our best to de-risk our investors' capital. We conduct thorough physical and financial due diligence on every property that we look to invest in. We partner with property management team who knows the area inside and out, have the expertise in the asset class, and possesses local market intelligence to ensure we're making sound decisions.
How do we build our long-term wealth?
Our investment thesis actually evolved over time. So we initially started out focusing on C-class properties, built in the 1970s that actually came with more challenges. But as we gained more expertise, we refined our approach and started shifting our focus to A-class assets, newer assets, higher quality properties with more stability and long-term potential for growth. As our investment thesis has evolved, so too has our interest of our investors. They're now seeking opportunities that not only grow their wealth, but also have a higher potential for creating generational wealth.
How can you do it too?
So as you can see, these millionaires and billionaires, they take action. If you want to spend time doing the things you love with the people you care about without stressing about your next paycheck, here's the truth. It won't happen on its own. These legends have multiple streams of income that are rolling in without them having to actively work on it. Maybe you're sitting at home folding laundry, or maybe you're on a treadmill. Thanks for joining us, by the way. We just heard about how these legends got even richer after they retired. So what's next for me?
Let's talk about four things that are guaranteed not to grow your wealth.
Well, number one, relying only on active income. Keep trading your time for money. Number two, don't educate yourself or look for new investment opportunities. Number three, ignore the power of leveraging and don't use other people's money. Number four, stick to what's comfortable and don't take any calculated risks.
Do these things and we can almost guarantee you won't grow your wealth. But what happens if you flip it?
What if your passive income surpasses your active income? What if you become educated, stay curious, and constantly search for new opportunities? What if you master the art of leverage and scaling with other people's money? What if you take smart, calculate risks, and things start happening for you?
Now, that sounds like a recipe for success. Flip those things and you'll be on your way to grow your wealth passively and exponentially. We can't wait to begin this journey with you.
Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.